Before we begin, I must warn you. I often dwell in the distance. The higher the precipice, the better to see the fleeting rhythms, shapes shifting. But sometimes I fall, get lost in the lateral, get swallowed by melancholy, a chewed up sap in a cubbyhole that won't stop singing. That one's titled Disclaimer. I like to think it embodies the manuscript I've been working on, but after workshop, I don't know. So, this next one, it's in honor of Cinco de Mayo, the Battle of Puebla, and also for those that had to flee their hometowns because of invasion. It's titled What You Could Have Earned for Vicente. Left hand over right, you pull the blue fabric through the middle, and you feel Papa standing right there with you. As you tie your tie, he is thousands of miles away. Yet reminds you, smile hard, shake strong, when the finger of an American pauses on your resume. Tell me about your experience here, Juarez, 2010. 3,112 people died in 1 year. 75,000 jobs lost. You saw gun to head 7 times. 2 letters you received demanding protection fee or family would be killed. 3 friends you lost because they decided to make money. $280, the paycheck for one person's life. $280 you could have earned with just one finger on the trigger. Fast cars, designer shoes, girls, all these things you could have had. Respect, power, opportunity, all because one drug lord died and 3 others moved in, fighting for the throne that makes $200 million in 1 week in northern Mexico, in your hometown. Never leave the house without kissing your mama, praying 200 pesos in your pocket. Give the money to anyone who asks. Drug cartel number 1, charging a protective fee. Drug cartel number 2, a protection fee. Drug cartel number 3, a protection fee. Quasi-drug cartel kid, a protection fee. Police, a protection fee. And for those who could left, and for those who stayed, waited inside white squares, spray-painted mostly on telephone poles, always with the word resiste in one red hand. 1, 2, 3, 1, you tap together with your brother on the drum mama bought you. You feel their pride on you, your tie, your guitar, your gold chain, all these things they gave you, your English on a whiteboard after school when you'd rather be kicking ball in the dust. When I was doing research for that poem, interviewing someone that lived there, I was always impressed with their inspiration to keep living, their inspiration for music. So it had me thinking about local music here in Pittsburgh, and that's what this one's about. For the Elks Lodge 399 in the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Glorious banjos, when I hear you, I leave the city and its unpredictable weather. Instead, I'm swept to ponder how your body is moon, full and boisterous. Your neck, a ladder with strings that twang every Wednesday night on the north side, at least 30 on stage. $5 Yingling pitchers, grandpa's dancing, a child's head resting on a shoulder. Trapped in a spell, broken by a trumpet, bellowing, enough power to make a stranger ask me if she looks old tonight, her silver barrette bigger than her white bun, at least 4 necklaces on, making eyes with a fella, tapping on the linoleum tables. I don't care that this place smells like dirty wet rags, or the hipsters beside me call it a dive. Why don't we open the doors of the Allegheny room? Let these old songs soften the sirens on the street over, climb the jagged skyline, float down the rivers under the blue night. This last one, this is my last one. It's called On Top of $40 Billion. The wind is a mighty conductor. An American flag ripples, pulls flat. It was only a hole not too long ago on the corner of Fifth and Wood. 26,000 artifacts were found, small statue of a Civil War general, other mysteries shaping Pittsburgh's beginning. Plastic wrap ripples from a stack of glass sheets hoisted to a crane at least 30 feet long, slowly rising to our worker in a hard hat, standing center a famous skeleton that will become the greenest skyrise in the world. When finished, the tower will recycle airflow, solar power, rainwater. But for now, it's a half-built urbanite, 33 stories of eco-shine next to a yellow brick building stamped standard life, black stains underneath the windows from boxes of petunias or steel mill resin. A white metal staircase spirals into narrow streets, citizens stream, cars pulse. No accidents happened during construction, a milestone made official with the signatures of 200 workers burned into the last steel beam, placed at the very top, facing roaming cloudbursts, wings that soar. Thank you. The next poet is Michelle Maher. Sorry if I'm Mayor.